The monsoon rains arrived this month, but it's still hot and dry in New Mexico. The drought is ongoing here, and like it has every summer for the past decade, the Rio Grande downstream of Albuquerque is drying. Before the monsoon, some 30 miles had dried. Early each morning, Jason Rimshard, supervisory fish biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, receives a call.
First thing in the morning, we'll get a call from one of the other contractors. And their job, it's called the River Eyes Project, and so their job is to go out in the river and look for the changes in drying from one day to the next. So they're out before dawn sometimes, or daylight, and they're looking for the drying. They document that, they give me a call, say, hey, here's where you have to go today, and then we load up and come to the river.
The biologists head out to look for pools of water, some the size of a computer keyboard, others the size of a couch, and check for fish trapped within them. Specifically, they're looking for the silvery minnow, a rare fish protected under the Endangered Species Act. Water management agencies are normally required to keep water in the river for that endangered fish, except during irrigation season. Each year, starting on June 15th, water doesn't have to flow through a stretch of the river south of Albuquerque. And each year, about that time, biologists get ready to spend their summers salvaging minnows.
The spring was so dry that once it got to that point, they started to dry the river, started to sort of manage the recession, as they call it. So they turned off the pumps, they started cutting flows, and the river started to dry up.
This mid-July morning, they're at the Rio Grande in Las Lunas, just south of where Highway 6 crosses the river. The crew packs buckets, lunches, nets, a water meter, and a fiberglass fish tank for the minnows. Using ATVs, they drive 2 miles south along the levee road. Arriving at the riverbed, they drive up the dry channel looking for pools of water. Yesterday, this stretch of the river was wet. Today, as the morning warms, the pools are shrinking. Within each of them, there are fish struggling to survive. The biologists quickly use dip nets or seines to scoop up the fish and find minnows. Tristan Ostring and Judith Barkstead search one of the pools.
Getting a lot?
Four so far.
You want the seine?
Yeah, well, no, there's still more.
You want to seine it?
Yeah. Five.
Sorry, I didn't realize you were
waiting. Tristan Ostring with the Fish and Wildlife Service has been doing the salvage work for 6 summers.
The first few summers, it's pretty demoralizing. And I feel like it'd be nice if people in Albuquerque actually knew that this happened. So most people don't know that this happens, because there's always water in Albuquerque, so I think it's out of the people's minds.
After surveying upstream for a mile, the biologists finally reach the river. There's a trickle of moving water a few inches across, moving down the riverbed.
Normally when we get to the river, we're pretty excited.
So,
especially, this day it wasn't bad at all, but if you got 8 hours out on the river, it's pretty exciting when you find the river.
Yes.
The actual river.
It's time now to bring the rescued minnows to a stretch of the river that is flowing. The biologists head south of Belen. Here's Rimshard again.
We salvaged about 50 fish. And so now we're going to take them downstream about 10 or 15 miles to a spot that stays wet all summer long. So we're moving them out of this section and taking them down. And hopefully most of them will be in pretty good shape and we'll survive the rest of the summer.
At the river here, they pour some of the river's water into the tank holding the 49 silvery minnows that they rescued today, then give the fish some time to acclimate before releasing them into the Rio Grande. Barkstead hooks up a plastic pipe to the bottom of the tank, and the water pours out into the river.
We don't see any dead ones. We did good.
The silvery minnows are back in the river. Rimshard and his crew get ready to head back into the office.
It was a good day. As far as that goes, anytime you have to do salvage, it's not necessarily a good day, but based on the circumstances, we did a good job.
On KUNM's Conservation Beat, I'm Laura Paskus.